Hey, it's that time on a Tuesday when heads shake, faces get palmed, and you wonder, are people aware they're in the spotlight? Do they know games and interviews are recorded? Have they figured out the send button is eternal? It's in ink. It's called What Are You Doing? And Alex leads off.
I'm going to start off with Chris Davis, I ask.
What are you doing?
Kind of a weird place to start, but remember when Chris Davis of the Orioles was one of the best hitters in baseball? Heck, it was the 2015 season when he led the league with 47 home runs. It was just 5 years ago when he led the league in homers and RBI. Well, this year, at age 32, he is having the worst season in the history of baseball, and I'm not exaggerating. Right now, Davis has 4 home runs and 15 RBI. He's hitting 150. And check out this stat. He's on pace for the worst WAR since 1901. He would rank 81,000. He would rank 81,892nd out of 81,892. He would do that by nearly a full win. And it gets worse somehow. Davis has 109 runners on base in his at-bats this season. He has driven in 11 of them. He has struck out 86 times in 207 at-bats. You know why this is significant? Because he's getting paid out the rear end by Baltimore right now. They signed him to a 7-year deal, $161 million guaranteed. His first season after signing the deal led the league in strikeouts. His second hit 215. This year, having the worst statistical season in baseball history. Dude, pull your head out. He's lucky so many people are focused on Machado right now, or he'd be getting killed, as we ask.
What are you doing?
That's painful. I pain. Let's start with former Major League pitcher Matt Latos, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I know he's a former M. From when they were a Padre affiliate. With San Diego and Cincinnati, won 14 games 3 times over a 4-year period. Then he stopped getting hitters out. ERA, his last 3 seasons in the majors, 5.566, and now pitching for the independent league, New Jersey Jackals of the Canadian-American Association of Pro Baseball.
Is it a jackal? It's a jackal.
So his catcher got knocked over on a throw from left field. So in the next inning, facing hitters for the Rockland Boulders, he threw one pitch inside and the next one over the batter's head. The benches emptied. Punches were thrown. Latos even body slammed an opposing player. He's trying to make it back to the majors, where he last pitched in April of 2017 for Toronto. But his era in this league, 5.1. Nice try. Didn't you used to be Matt Latos, as we asked?
What are you doing?
It's like 2 straight. Didn't you used to be Chris Davis? To people who keep putting sports in Russia, I ask.
What are you doing?
The same thing that happened when Russia had the Winter Olympics is happening now that they're getting the World Cup, which starts on Thursday. In preparation for thousands of tourists coming into their 11 World Cup cities, Russia has begun the cleanup process. That includes cleaning the streets and buildings, relocating homeless people, and slaughtering thousands of animals because Russia has a stray dog problem, and instead of handling it like civilized society would, they decided to simply murder them. It's actually a big business in Russia. Contractors compete for the contract to murder dogs and set fees based on how many dogs they kill. A company made over $500,000 last December to kill nearly 5,000 dogs. And it's not like everyone in Russia is on board with this, because they're not. 1.8 million people signed a petition against the killing of stray animals, and people are protesting it in various cities. But we've seen how that sort of thing usually works in Russia. It doesn't. And this sort of stuff shouldn't work in a civilized society leading up to an event that features most of the world, which is generally against this sort of thing. So maybe we stop putting international events there, as I ask.
What are you doing?
And a guy who should be in this Hall of Fame, but to Terrell Owens, I ask.
What are you doing?
Terrell.
So he's a little butthurt because it took a third try to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Yeah, it was ridiculous, but he had a role. One of the worst teammates ever, and the jerk store consistently calls and says they're at a TO. So he says he's not going to attend the ceremony this summer. Really? After all that work, keeping in shape, putting up those numbers, the obnoxious self-promotion, And this benefits who? And who really pays the price? Nobody except you. It's childish even for him. And truth be told, I think he's grandstanding and ends up showing up in Canton for this ceremony. And for the record, when Washington's Art Monk retired, he was the all-time leader in catches, won 3 Super Bowls. It took 8 years to get him in. Fran Tarkenton retired. He was first in completions, first in touchdown, first in yards when he retired, played in 3 Super Bowls. That took 3 years. T.O., you ain't kidding anyone, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Shohei Ohtani's UCL, I ask.
What are you doing?
The ulnar collateral ligament is quickly becoming the most infamous ligament in sports. I'm not sure anything will ever touch the ACL, but the UCL has led to some of the best players in baseball needing to not only get surgery and be away from the game, but it usually keeps them away for like 2 years and often means they're not going to be close to the same player they were before. And that's where we sit with Shohei Ohtani, whose jerk of a UCL decided to have a grade 2 sprain, which doesn't automatically mean surgery, but likely will mean surgery and will end the rookie season of one of the best all-around athletes in the sport, who was trying to do something no one had done in baseball in around 100 years, like Babe Ruth stuff. We don't talk about Babe Ruth stuff anymore. Ohtani was hitting .289, 6 home runs, 20 RBI when he played DH, 4-1, 3.10 ERA in 9 starts, 61 Ks, 20 walks, and 49 and a third innings with one of the best strikeout pitches in the sport, his splitter. And now we don't get to watch that anymore. And I am mad, and I am sad, and I blame his garbage-ass UCL for making me feel that way, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Well, this is one of my most least venomous ones ever, but to Brett Favre, I ask.
What are you doing?
So he tells John Gruden he invented the run-pass option by accident because he was bored handing off in practice. I'm not saying he's lying. I'm just saying he isn't paying attention to football. Let's check in with the Gulf Court Mississippi native and how he thinks he's now among the game's innovators like Sid Gilman, Tom Landry, and Bill Walsh.
But I thought to myself, damn, that guy's wide open. Now, if I changed it to a hitch or something, maybe it works, but maybe this guy comes up and now the play's not as good. So why not just do nothing? So in practice, I was like, hey, if the run's away from you, just no matter what, just run a little one-step slant. We call it a look.
So I'm not saying in his mind he thinks that's a first, a quarterback who's supposed to hand off, seeing a mismatch or an open receiver and wanting the throw, but nonverbal communication between athletes, Brett, it's not new. Just Brett being Brett, as we ask.
What are you doing?